Good morning, everyone. My name is John. I am the son of Elizabeth and who? Zachariah. For many years, my parents had no children. But then, in their old age, God blessed them. And he blessed me. At least my mom tells me that. He told me of an incident when I was still in her womb. When the Blessed Virgin Mary came, who was newly pregnant with Jesus, Elizabeth, my mom, told me that no sooner than Mary's words reached her ears, that the Holy Spirit came upon her and upon me, and I left in her womb. I was like King David, who left before the Ark of the Covenant of God. I was so happy that our Lord, the Messiah, was here. But we didn't know each other after we were born that much. You see, there were bad times. When I was born, there was a king there called Herod the Great. You know why they called him the Great? He was a bad man. He ordered the killing of babies in Bethlehem. He wanted to destroy the Messiah, the Anointed One. So my parents feared that they would kill me too. So at a young age, I was sent off into the desert. Not at all, Satan wrote about it. And my parents sending somebody off into the desert by myself. Let's know what happened. I was sent off to a monastery away from Jerusalem, called Qumran. There, there was a group of monks, Jewish priests, the Ethiopians, they were called, and they were looking for the Messiah. They were waiting for the Messiah to come, and so their whole life was full of more scriptures, the Old Testament to us now. But to us at that time, we were still the New Testament, because they were looking forward to the coming of the Anointed One, particularly the prophet Isaiah. And so I would read and study Isaiah as I was growing up. And when I became old enough to become a preacher, I went out to the Jews and announced to them what Isaiah had said. A voice of one crying out in the desert, "Prepare the way of the Lord. Repent from your sins." And people repented. They came from all over the region, from Jerusalem and Judea, repenting their sins out loud, as they were covered over their heads. It was a tremendous sight. Eventually, I started gathering disciples around me. For example, Andrew. They were helping me with the crowds. Then finally, the day came, I'll never forget it. He came, the Anointed One. And how was I recognizing with the Holy Spirit touching me? As soon as I saw Jesus, I cried out in a loud voice, "Behold the Lamb of God. Behold, He who takes away the sins of the world." Now you might recognize those words, because in our common mass we say that the priest says that in the Eucharist to you. Those are my words. Those are my words, like I said 2,000 years ago about Jesus. And no sooner has I said those words, the heavens opened and the dove came down upon Jesus. And I heard the words of the Father, "This is my beloved Son, listen to him." And after I baptized and he went away, I told my disciples to go home with Jesus now, for he must increase and I must decrease. My mission is coming to an end. And so they left me and follow after Jesus. And that's still a good piece of spiritual advice, that is, that Jesus must increase in our lives. And we, in our sinfulness, in our vain glory, in our selfishness, in our pride, we must be increased. All that. The love of Jesus to take root in our hearts. So once Jesus left, I knew the end was coming. I didn't know how or where. But I kept preaching. Repented. But the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Eventually, that brought me into some trouble. You see, King Herod was also named Herod at that time. He was the son of Herod. Herod, he did that with three other murderers. Made them all Herod. But this Herod was a tetrarch. That means he has a quarter part of the empire there in the Holy Land. And meaning like my dream, because I preached against his false marriage. He had married his brother's wife while his brother was a lady. And this was a great sin, a great scandal. Somebody had to say something. The Pharisees were too afraid. And so why preached against the king? Well, eventually he had an election. He didn't kill me outright. He just threw me into prison. And there I was preaching. And he would come secretly to the prison to listen to me. I was dating him. He knew what he was doing was wrong. But his wife, his false wife, was very, very angry with me. She took it out on me one night when the king had a birthday party. And the king's niece danced for him. At the end of the dance, the king promised her on behalf of his kingdom. And what did she ask for? She asked for my head. And so the king sent the guards out. They chopped off my head, put it on a platter, and gave it to the girl, who gave it to her mother. My disciples were still with me in a very kind body, and went to tell Jesus what had happened. I, in that sense, was the last prophet of the covenant, but also a new prophet of the new covenant, because I was ministering to the Lord. I was looking forward to the coming of the anointed one of Christ, the Messiah. And now that it has come, we are looking forward to his coming again, for he promised us that he is coming. Jesus went on to assume that is, he was arrested by the authorities, handed over to the Romans, and then they crucified him. The Messiah, the Lord of glory, they crucified him. He didn't know what they were doing. But he allowed this to happen to himself because he took on our sins. And by his wounds, as Isaiah says, by his wounds we are healed. He sacrificed himself for us. Why? Because he loves us. Why? Because he wants us now to enter deeply into a communion with him. It starts with baptism. I am baptized as a sign of repentance. But not a baptism that you receive as a grace, a sacrament, that connects you directly to Jesus by his blood. And no matter who you are, rich or poor, male or female, you've been baptized, you've been baptized into the death of Jesus, so that you can live no longer for yourself, no longer for Christ. This world is passing away. This world is quickly moving to a conclusion. And what is that conclusion? Christ is coming again.
When?
I don't know. I asked all the saints in heaven, do you know? They don't know either. Somebody, this is what they told me, asked the Blessed Virgin Mary. And she didn't know. Only the Father knows when that will happen. But we all in heaven look forward to Jesus' coming again. Coming in glory so that all can see him. But for now, we have to prepare. My preaching 2,000 years ago still continues today. Another simple message for them is hard. Repent. Give up your sin. Give up your vices. Turn your hearts over to the Lord. Go to confession. In looking at the bulletin, I see Father McMahon has scheduled some parallel sacramental or penance services. You'll have one here on December 21st. An opportunity to have a second baptism. To be washed again in the blood of Christ in your sins. So you must be ready for his coming whenever this happens. Well, in conclusion, thank you for listening. Some people say I look like Father's Day. But since I was born first, I say Father's Day looks like me. So, thank you for your attention. Remember, make way straightway for the Lord.
Let us stand now.